This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Congress is getting ready to start its summer recess. The House breaks later today. The Senate is in session for one more week. Members of Congress won't be back until after Labor Day. Sure. Beach, lake, town halls, and fundraising, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
These days, control of Congress flips back and forth between the parties, and members of Congress are more likely to be challenged in a primary. There aren't as many safe seats. Incumbents need more money than ever.
There's really no time off.
But Republican campaign strategist Michael Duhaime says at least summer fundraisers can be fun. Barbecues or beach parties. There was one he used to go to every year on the Jersey Shore.
I put $50 or $100 down to go probably eat as much as I wanted and hang out with a lot of people all day. And that's the kind of fun that I think you can do in the summertime.
The fundraising is less intense this summer because there's no election around the corner. Still, Stetson University law professor Chara Torres-Spellacy says candidates do have to raise a big chunk of change.
If you're running for a House seat, you essentially need to raise at least $1 million to win.
She says Senate races cost multiple millions. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.